What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, and it is May 6th, so happy 42nd birthday to my sister Patricia. Her and my sister Jamie, they're, what do they call it, Irish twins, when they're born less than a year apart. Although, let me think of it in my, less than a year apart, because Patty's birthday is today and Jamie's birthday is the end of the month, so, yep. I guess it falls under that Irish twins moniker. So anyway, really strange story that I saw on WCVB's website this morning. This comes from New Hampshire, from Raymond, New Hampshire. A New Hampshire mother was arrested after she was driving more than 100 miles an hour with two unbuckled kids in a sport utility vehicle. New Hampshire State Police said that around 9:15 p.m. on Friday, a trooper saw a Chevy Tahoe SUV on Route 101 westbound going at a high rate of speed and weaving in and out of traffic. The SUV at one point was going 112 miles an hour. The driver, Shirley Stanley, 23, of Manchester. Not a lot of 23-year-olds named Shirley these days. That surprised me. But Shirley Stanley, 23, of Manchester, was stopped. State police said her two children, ages 1 and 4, were found inside the SUV, not buckled or secured with any child restraint system. So she was arrested and charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child, two counts of violating required child passenger restraints, reckless operation, failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, speeding, following too closely, and unsafe lane change. You got to love, too, when you are driving down the highway at 112 miles an hour with your two very young children unrestrained in the back, weaving in and out of traffic, and they get you for not turning on your blinker when changing lanes. Stanley was released on personal recognizance bail and is scheduled to appear in court in June. But what a idiot, really. I mean, it's a one thing if you want to put your own life at risk driving like that. But it's a completely different story when you have two kids in the back seat and then to have them unrestrained on top of that. I mean, all you have to do is you're going 112 miles an hour. There's a good likelihood you're going to have to slam on your brakes at some point. And those kids would have gone flying. I mean, I'm not as big as I was, but I'm a big guy. And I've been in the back of a car of somebody going 100 miles an hour. And you better believe I put my seatbelt on. So let me just clarify, it wasn't me. I don't like to drive that fast. But there's been a couple of occasions when I've been in the car where somebody has gone that fast. One time, myself and Matt Moniz and Matt Costa, the Spooky Crew, we had to go to a special Ghost Hunters event at Twin River. It started at I don't know what time, but Matt Moniz was late getting to pick us up from traffic in Boston, coming home from work. And so to make up for it, he went super fast to get us from Wareham to Twin River in like 25 minutes. It was ridiculous. But when I was in high school, I had a friend who would regularly drive over 100 miles an hour. And in fact, there was a night where we were all here in this plaza at Pockets playing pool. It was him, another friend of mine, me, and two girls that we were friends with. And on the way home, he was like, well, I don't have enough room in the cab of my truck for everybody, so Pat and Tim, you guys lay down in the back. Okay. Don't go too fast, Tom. Proceeds to go over 110 miles an hour down the highway with us in the back of the truck. We thought we were going to die. But we were like 17. So you also kind of think you're invincible too. But we were not 1 and 4 years old, left unrestrained in the back of an SUV while their mother is driving 112 miles an hour. So when they start, you know, putting all those charges together, the idea is that they want to hit you with as many things as they can. But I'm glad they got unsafe lane change in there, because if it's one thing I hate, it's people that don't put on their blinker before they turn. When they're going 113 miles an hour with two unrestrained children in the back. 508-996-0500. We talked also earlier, unfortunately, this isn't going to help the conspiracy theorists about the lottery. The most recent $1 million winner in the Jaws game, the Jaws scratch ticket game by the Massachusetts State Lottery in honor of the movie Jaws. The most recent winner of the $1 million grand prize lives on Martha's Vineyard where the movie was filmed. It's a little too cute. And I was mentioning that to the Fun 107 crew, and Gazelle said he's pretty sure that the finalists are all also entered for a trip to Martha's Vineyard as well. So wouldn't that be terrible to win that prize if you are the guy that lives on Martha's Vineyard and won the prize? So I don't know if that makes you feel any more like, the lottery's all a big rigged conspiracy. But I just think it's a little too on the nose to have somebody from Martha's Vineyard win the Jaws ticket. But it's all just random chance. It's all just random chance. Fairhaven had its town meeting Saturday. And I'm sure Chris McCarthy will be discussing that a little bit more in depth. But from what I was reading about it, it was quite the lengthy affair, which town meetings tend to be. I mean, I guess there's a lot of business that has to get done each year. But one of the big issues was simplifying being able to create accessory dwelling units for homes. But that was voted down. The budget was approved. And the reversal, the proposed reversal of the nip bottle ban was also denied. So the nip bottle ban stays in place in Fairhaven. And I've noticed that this is becoming more and more controversial in the different communities where it is proposed. That the towns who haven't gotten rid of them, but have had preliminary conversations about it, the conversation is already, you know, they don't even have to have it as a warrant on town meeting or as an article on a question on the ballot. And it's already sparking debate in those towns. So I don't know if at some point, does the state step in? Does the state decide whether or not there should be even the allowed sale of nip bottles? I can't imagine that the state is against them because of the revenue that they must generate. I also think, you know, unfortunately for Fairhaven, I think that the nip bottle ban hasn't been in place long enough for people to be upset about it. And I think when New Bedford's is in place, if that does end up being the case, seems like it will, when New Bedford's is in place, then you might see more of an appetite in Fairhaven for reversing it here. Because right now, I'm sure there are a lot of folks who like to buy nips in Fairhaven who just get them somewhere else. I just get them in New Bedford. I get them in, I don't know if Mattapoise had banned them. I know Wareham did. So when you still have access to them elsewhere, you might not have the same appetite to overturn the ban, but if they were banned in more places around here, well, then you might see a different tune or hear a different tune. I guess I can see both sides of that issue. I think it's kind of silly to ban the nips when you still sell the bigger sizes of those things. It was different than with the menthol cigarette ban. To me, I didn't think that that was as egregious of a ban when it happened, because you can still buy cigarettes. The reasoning behind it was they didn't want kids attracted to flavors like the different flavored vaping products and menthol and all of that. As time has gone on, I've kind of evolved my thinking and thought, you know what? You should be able to buy it. You're an adult. You're making the decision for a product that is legal. You should be able to buy it. And the same thing, I think, with nips. It's not the fault of the people who did buy them responsibly that other people were irresponsible with them. And you're punishing people. Like, you know, not that I bought a lot of nips, but every once in a while in the wintertime, I'd get a little nip of caramel vodka. And I'd pour that into a mug of hot cider. It was a nice little treat after shoveling the driveway. I don't need a big bottle. In fact, I ended up having to buy a big bottle, and it's been sitting on my shelf for 6 years. I'm never going to finish that. But I don't have the ability, at least in Fairhaven, to buy that nip anymore. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to take a break here and be back in a few moments.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm a good guy for a gal. So won't you look my palm over? I got time for a chat. So won't you tell me my future?
gonna break down a big day. And I'm not quite a stallion. I'm a good guy for a gal. And I'm mentally slipping. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And, of course, that is Friends of P by The Rentals. The Rentals being, in the early days, the side project of Matt Sharp of Weezer. And now it's his primary band. But, you know, they release things every now and then. And their most recent release was the soundtrack to Midnight Society. It's actually the soundtrack to the radio show that I used to do from my house. The internet radio show that I was doing weeknights from my house during the pandemic. And Matt Sharp made a whole album for me. First, he gave me a bunch of music to use. And then he's like, well, I got bad news. I have to take that music back. But the good news is I'm making an entire album for you. And which blows my mind to this day that the guy from Weezer and from The Rentals made music for my show. But I had him on my show and I asked him about that song, Friends of P. Who is the P? There had been speculation for many years, and he explained it is, indeed, the supermodel Paulina Porizkova, who was the wife of Rick Ocasek from The Cars, who was producing Weezer's first album. And while they were working on the album, she read everybody's palms. And that song is about the palm reading that Paulina gave to Matt Sharp. And that's why they were Friends of P. Because it was for Paulina. Anyway, little music trivia there for you. You know who else will be your friend? All the folks over at Gas Express Mini Mart. When you get over there and you try crispy, crunchy chicken for the first time, you're going to end up on a first-name basis with everybody over there. Because Victor turns out some of the best fried chicken you're going to have anywhere. Gas Express is located at the corner of Tarkin Hill Avenue and Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road. Getting my streets confused. And it's inside the Gas Express Mini Mart. So yeah, I know what you're thinking, Tim. Chicken from a gas station, but trust me on this. They have a nice little kitchen there, a nice little operation where they create all this crispy, crunchy chicken. It's so good, so meaty, so juicy. It's not dry. It's because they make it in small batches pretty much close to the time that you're ordering it. So it's not like it's sitting under the warmer all day drying out like at other places. It's lightly battered, mildly Cajun spiced, but so delicious. Whether you get bone-in chicken or you get the boneless tenders, which are huge, you can get a 2-, 3-, or 4-piece crunch box with a side like jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, potato wedge fries, beans and rice. And of course, don't forget their honey biscuits. Everybody's going nuts over the honey biscuits at Crispy Crunchy Chicken. They also have their Cajun chicken sandwich and fried shrimp. So try it all. You know why? Because it's so affordable there too. You're going to walk out of there with lunch today for under 10 bucks. Visit Crispy Crunchy Chicken inside Gas Express at the corner of Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. You can also get it via GotChu, DoorDash, and Uber Eats, but you'll find out why they say if you don't know how good it is, you just haven't tried it yet. All right, well, we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500. Also, App Chat and Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light. We're going to be turning on the light. And Jack will talk with us about his very in-depth piece that he has right now at newbedfordlight.org about what is going on, the latest on Star Store and the College of Visual Performing Arts from UMass Dartmouth, that pretty much everybody is saying that ship has sailed. What now? What happens to the CVPA? How does it survive going forward? And what's going to happen to the Star Store building? And there's a lot of possibilities with that. But there's also a lot of questions around that as well. And Jack lays them all out in the piece, and he will lay them all out for us when he joins us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But until then, it's about you at 508-996-0500. Again, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump's hush money trial resumes in New York. Boeing reaches for the stars. And your chance to party like it's 1999.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes this morning in New York. Ira Spitzer reports on a key update coming from Hope Hicks' testimony last Friday that could be used in the trial going forward.
Prosecutors also presented emails from Hicks in 2016 when she served as Trump's press secretary after the Access Hollywood tape came to light in which Trump bragged about assaulting women. That episode may help prosecutors establish why the alleged hush money payment was made.
Hicks says Trump's was concerned about his wife's reaction to a news story detailing another hush money deal with a Playboy playmate. Hicks said Trump went so far as to make sure newspapers weren't delivered to his and Melania's home the morning the story ran. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. A four-year-old boy is dead after he was swept away by floodwaters in North Texas early Sunday morning. Captain Ryan Hall is a Texas game warden who says the days-long deluge has been hard to put into words.
That's the worst flooding that I've ever seen in my career.
Authorities say the family's vehicle got stuck in rising waters. The man, woman, and child tried to walk to dry ground when they were swept away. The man and woman were rescued, but the child's body was found after an hours-long search. A growing number of Holocaust survivors are recounting their stories in short videos. Tammy Trujillo has that story.
It's part of an international effort to tackle not only denialism, but a growing rise in hate speech. The effort lines up with this year's Holocaust Remembrance Day. A statement from the White House acknowledges the 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust, saying, "We honor the memories of the victims, the courage of the survivors, and the heroism of those who stood up to the Nazis." I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Synagogues, mosques, churches, community centers, and other places of worship have access to an additional $400 million in federal funds to boost security. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the funds after weekend bomb threats targeted New York City synagogues. Tonight, two astronauts are poised to become the first humans to fly aboard NASA's new Starliner spacecraft. Rory O'Neill reports.
Two earlier uncrewed flights found several issues on the Boeing-built Starliner, and astronaut Sonny Williams expects to find more.
Everything's not going to be absolutely perfect as we fly the spacecraft, and that's really what our goal is.
Fellow flyer Butch Wilmore says it's hard to compare Starliner to Shuttle or Soyuz.
There's so much new. Everything is new. Everything's unique.
The week-long shakedown flight includes docking to the International Space Station. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And Prince fans, rejoice. A new Airbnb themed after the legendary late rocker is opening this summer in Minneapolis. The property is a home formerly owned by Prince and was featured in the film Purple Rain.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the Minnesota Twins 9-2. Off to Atlanta next for two games starting on Tuesday. Playoffs round two for the Bruins starts tonight in Florida with the Panthers, and the Celtics begin their second round series against the Cleveland Cavaliers Tuesday night at TD Garden.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're starting out with occasional showers. They will taper off early morning. And the temperature around 50. We're climbing into the lower 60s. Decreasing clouds by this afternoon with a southerly light breeze. Overnight tonight, cloudy skies will dominate in the lower 50s as we enter into tomorrow. Decreasing clouds once again and temperatures milder in the upper 60s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station. 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Out of touch. I guess I never noticed that much.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You know, I'm seeing a lot of comments online this morning from people who watched the roast of Tom Brady last night on Netflix and maybe didn't quite understand what a roast is all about. People who were complaining about how offensive the language was. People who were upset about how they were picking on Tom Brady over his marriage to Giselle and other things that they picked on him for. And this is what happens when you have somebody who has a lot of mainstream fans that might not understand what the purpose of a roast is. A roast is literally designed to destroy that person. That's why it's called a roast. You are roasting them. You are tearing them apart. And people who sign up for a roast expect that. That's what it's all about. It's about offensive language. It's about offensive jokes. It's like the one safe place where you can make offensive jokes. Because everybody understands what the premise of the roast is. There were a lot of Jewish jokes made at Jeff Ross and Julian Edelman. There were a lot of black jokes made at Kevin Hart and Randy Moss. It's a roast. And if you didn't like it because you thought that the language is too offensive, then you don't like roasts. You shouldn't have been watching it. But it was very entertaining, very funny. You can watch it on Netflix if you missed it live. I kind of like the live Netflix programming. It seems pretty smooth. Doesn't seem to be an issue. I actually started the roast a little bit late, so I was able to go back to the beginning and watch it from the beginning. And this bodes well because starting next year, Monday Night Raw is going to be moving to Netflix. So my weekly WWE, one of my weekly WWE shows will be on Netflix live. And it seems like it's a pretty smooth platform. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
You know, Lamone, speaking of WWE, I don't know if you heard the big announcement on Saturday, but WrestleMania is coming to Las Vegas next year.
Again, yeah. I might go to it. I may. Would that be a possibility you might come to Vegas?
Probably not.
Okay, well, I asked, you know.
I can't afford WrestleMania tickets.
If I were able to get tickets, would you be able to fly out here?
Maybe.
Okay, I had tickets for you too, but you'd want to come out. Can fly thin. No, not with the black guy.
I mean, so, I had to have surgery and stuff.
Surgery, before your surgery. That was before your surgery.
Okay.
Because that was back in October.
Well, October, so, I'm way too busy.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about that was the end of that. It was September 3rd. That's the first opening of the Sphere, September 3rd. So I overheard you talking about lotteries. So you know, like for instance, like the Publisher Clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
What they do, when they get the envelope, you know, people send their thing into the thing. If it's marked on there, like, oh, we're not going to get anything, any magazines, it's automatically throw it away. That's something they were trained. If they're not purchasing, or if they're not going to get a subscription for the books, whatever, throw it in the trash. And so that's right there. It could get it. A lot of people think, oh, no wonder why I haven't won anything.
Well, doesn't that say right on it, no purchase necessary to enter?
Yes, it does say that, but that's where they all go. I can tell you that no, I don't think there's been one person that has won anything in the sweepstakes for Publisher Clearinghouse that weren't subscribers for a magazine. Not one of them.
I mean, that's what the whole point of Publisher Clearinghouse is all about, is to get you to sign up for these magazines.
That's how they do. That's the big thing. If you sign up for it, that's how you get into it. You think it's just free, no purchase necessary? That's poppycock. You know, I don't. I mean, as far as I've known, since they started back in the 70s, and so I know that for a fact. I know people that work there, and I've seen. I've got pictures. I could need to find pictures of a dumpster full of people's applications. You know, like, but it says you see they have it up. You can see where it says not purchasing. But usually it's on the outside where you can put what it says if, you know, if you're going to subscribe or something, if you want to continue the subscription or begin the subscription, it says on the outside, and it's marked. They have dumpsters full of that, literally. So let me tell you about what happened to me back in the 90s. Okay, I entered the lottery. Now, I was living in Nevada, but it was for another state surrounding me. I'm not going to tell you which state. But so I won a $1.2 million. And so now, mind you, I was with some friends that, you know, that working there. And so I split my money. I split it with them and stuff like that. But now it's more regulated and stuff like that. It's far illegal now. But back then, they were just trying to get stuff started. So that money right there, the money that was won, would go back to the tills to fill it back up. So that's what that was. And I'd won like $200,000 a couple other times. But majority of that money went back there, keeping the money there. It went back to it. So like I said, but now it's a good thing. It's all federally regulated and whatnot. So yeah, but you got to watch those things. I would like to do something like that. But where's that money going to go to? It's like, you know, there's so many people like one guy, what was it, $3 billion? I could tell you right now, if give me another $1 million right up front. I could work with that. I got good things.
I think a lot of people could.
Yeah, and by this time next year, it'll be doubled or tripled.
Well, I mean, we also have that guy that used to call in, Mark, who claimed that he won Publishers Clearing House and just couldn't admit that he got ripped off by somebody.
I thought that was that one guy who keeps calling most weekly on this show, call you in the morning here. I said, that's him. That sounds just like him. He says, hey, you're not spooky. Hey, spooky. Yeah.
We haven't heard from Mark in a long time, so I don't know what happened there.
I was like saying, oh, his sister is going to be my new girlfriend. Remember I was saying that? But I don't know his sister. He's like I said, you know. And did he? I know he talked about getting the cars and stuff like that. I wonder what happened to him. He's probably listening to us right now.
I think he realized he got scammed and didn't want to call anymore. But
maybe he got a lawyer. You guys have a lot of good legal people out there in that part of the country.
Could be. I got to hold you there, Lamone. I got to go to a break, but thank you for the call.
You're going so quickly. You go through them like, all right, that's fine. Okay, I didn't want to talk anyway.
Okay.
I just want to wish everybody a great week, and hopefully I'll see you guys. Oh, you come. The EDC's come here. Electric Days of the Carnival is going to come here next week.
Oh, well, have fun with that.
I'll try to.
All right.
Yeah, I'll try to. God bless.
Take it easy.
Ciao, everybody. New Betha in the house. Play on, Blair.
All right, that is Lamone in Las Vegas. We'll take more of your calls, 508-996-0500, but I've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, or you can use App Chat or Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll have Jax Blaine joining us in the next hour as we'll be turning on the light. We're going to talk about his very in-depth piece on the future of the CVPA and the Star Store. We'll talk about that and some other things as well. And, of course, we'll take your calls while Jack is here, too. There's a lot that we can discuss with him, as always. I don't know why that's messing up there. There we go. All right, trying to clear my computer screen here. One of the things I wanted to let you all in on is a pretty bit of exciting news in my life. got on the old scale yesterday. Finally broke 200 pounds in the right direction. Going down. Got down to 199.4. So, huge milestone for me. That was the first kind of goal that I had in my weight loss journey was to get under 200. And this is the first time in almost 30 years that I didn't have a 2 somewhere in my weight. So that's pretty exciting for me. And certainly we'll see where we can go from there. Maybe even go down a little bit further because I certainly don't feel like I'm done. I did just up my dosage of Mounjaro a couple weeks ago. I was starting to realize that I felt hungrier earlier in the week. And so they upped me. And now I am never hungry at all, really. I had to kind of remember to eat over the weekend. But we'll see. Certainly go another 20 or 30 pounds easily. And probably even more than that. But I'll eventually reach a point where I'll say, that's as far as I think I'll go with this. But it's nice. It's nice to be able to just go into the store and buy clothes off the rack for the first time since I was a sophomore or junior in high school. Actually, I think the last time I went and had like cared about the clothes I was buying was right before I went to college. Picked myself out a nice wardrobe for the first year. Then got super into pro wrestling and just wore a wrestling shirt every day to school. DX, Austin 316, The Rock. Which was okay at the time because everybody was doing it. I wasn't the only one. I didn't look like a weirdo. And now I guess wrestling is as popular as it's ever been. They just had a premium live event in France this past weekend. And then they announced they'll be going to Germany. They're going to Scotland. They're now looking at Italy. I mean, it's just gone global. And they're setting records everywhere they go. So you can wear a wrestling shirt in public now and nobody will think you're weird for it. I guess it all depends on what shirt you're wearing, too. 508-996-0500. I've got one final break here I've got to take in the hour. Why don't I get that out of the way, and we'll be back in a few.
Doesn't mean much.
Back in. We'll be going into the news in just a moment, and then we'll have Jack Spillane joining us on the other side. But got an app chat message from Rick in Dartmouth, who says, after 4 weeks on Ozempic, I am amazed at how I am never hungry and how, like you said, I have to remind myself to eat. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works for me. And which is good because I was kind of food obsessed before. You know what? I was kind of obsessed this weekend with maybe going out and getting some Pop-Tarts. After watching the new movie on Netflix, I didn't get any, but that new movie on Netflix, Unfrosted, which is by Jerry Seinfeld. And I've seen a lot of people be critical of this film. And I think the people who are critical of this film don't get it. It's supposed to be a bad movie. It's a fun, intentionally bad movie. The nearest I can compare it to, and I saw this on somebody else's post on Facebook, is it's like the Weird Al biopic movie. You know, it's not real. It's not the truth. There's little bits of truth in there, but it's a farce. And that's what makes it so much fun. And people said, oh, there's too many cameos. No, that was part of the fun too. It was just a silly movie to watch for an hour and a half on a Saturday afternoon. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. It's on Netflix. And it's I had a lot of fun watching it. And it did make me want Pop-Tarts, but I didn't go out and get any. Because Pop-Tarts always sound good until you're actually eating one. It's more crust than it is filling, and I'm not a fan so much of the crust. And I do like them toasted more than untoasted. I used to actually keep Pop-Tarts on my desk back when I would just eat anything. And I would say, oh, here's what I'm going to have for breakfast. And when I would go to somewhere, I would go to the dollar store and pack up on a bunch of dollar store food to save money while I was traveling. And I just have a backpack full of snacks, and Pop-Tarts would be my breakfast, but...
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.